Power Hour Nation. It is so good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites to reach us. And it's a great day in America, as Uncle Kevin always says. Uncle Kevin, we got a lot of guests today.
Good. It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
Coming up at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, Sherry Tenpenny. Hot news about vaccines.
Ooh.
New Jersey, other states, we'll get to that with her. Very important. Hot, off the press. Very important and troubling, disturbing
situation. Yeah, I was going to say, it was probably going to be troubling.
Robert Redfern from Good Health Naturally will be here for a little while, of course. Vitamin D. Can't believe how important vitamin D is to you. Never knew that growing up, and then, of course, they don't tell you.
They don't tell you that, none of that stuff.
Yeah, just put sunscreen on and whatever.
Yeah, don't go out in the sun.
Get a flu shot.
Yeah.
Get a flu shot. Stay inside.
I told somebody at the coin shop yesterday that you take a flu shot. He goes, oh, boy, yeah, hey, every year. I said he was going to die of some strange disease. He looked at me like I just stole his first kid.
His dog died.
Yeah.
Joining us now, we usually do the news, of course, me and Uncle Kevin and I. We will, but we got a special guest. Wow. Very important story. I got it right here. This is from Mike Adams from Natural News, and Steve sent it to me. Steve always sends great articles. Thank you, Steve. Among other people, I got... Many people sent me this article. They're like, did you see this? Did you see this? Yes, I saw it. I am disturbed. Pastor Butch lives in West Virginia, which is close to Virginia. So we wanted to bring him on because he's got a bead of that area and what have you. And certainly has a good perspective on this. Pastor Butch is a longtime, he's known as the pistol packing preacher.
That's right.
And his website, PastorButch.com. He's an author. He'll talk about his books a little later. But we're so glad to have Pastor Butch on. Pastor Butch, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. It's good to be with you and your uncle. It really is. Uncle Kevin, it's good to talk to you. It's an honor to be here. So thank you for inviting me.
Is that him cutting out or us cutting out, Todd? No.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me now? Is it okay, Daniel? I don't hear anything, Todd. Okay, all right, well, okay, so I guess I don't mean to take over the show, but on what happened to Daniel and Uncle Kevin, apparently there's some connection problems with the Comrex. But as Daniel said, I am Pastor Butch Paul. I'm nobody important. Mr. Hillbilly Preacher here in West Virginia. I've been on radio myself for almost 27 years. You can check out the station, Ron Howell, listen on PastorButch.com. But I am about an hour, or a little bit longer, from Virginia. And that's getting to be a hot spot in the country.
I'm back, Pastor Butch, by the way.
All right, Daniel.
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe me, when we talk about this stuff, we talk about, this is not lip service. You talk about independent media. You talk about what we are talking about. This is a radioactive story. Anyway, continue what you're saying.
All right.
In terms of Mike Adams' story, here's the title of his story. You have no idea what's coming. Virginia Dems to unleash martial law attack on two Second Amendment counties using roadblocks to confiscate firearms and spark a shooting war. It's a very provocative article. Go ahead. Take it away.
Well, obviously, I have sources like you do send me different information. This is looks like it could be an instigated situation to cause a shooting war. God forbid it happened. But it's sure looking, it is not looking well at all. As I was saying, I'm only about an hour from the Virginia border. And so what goes on there concerns a lot of people, including me. I'm just next door to them. But this Second Amendment attack, if they continue with it, as the new liberal idiot governor says they're going to, even threatening to call the National Guard, and the National Guard saying that they will obey the governor, but the local counties, like Tazewell County, which is not very far from me at all, is already starting to build their own militia, and they have cops and veterans offering their support for all over the state of Virginia to come to Tazewell if they have to join their local militia in Tazewell. They said that they will stand against this no matter what the cost. And the sheriff from Culpeper County has already said he would deputize 1,000 men if he had to stand against this unconstitutional, unjust gun confiscation, folks. If this goes on like they say that they wanted to, they're going to put up roadblocks coming into the state and between counties and stop anyone that's carrying a gun, whether it's legal or not, makes a difference. To them, it's going to be illegal then. This could very seriously lead to a spark to a civil war. You know, the Bible tells us, Daniel and Uncle Kevin, in Psalms 9:17, that a nation that forgets God is turned into hell. We have never seen a war on American soil in our lifetime. Of course, it happened back in 1861 on through 65. I don't want to see it happen again. But we have two choices, surrender or stand. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. I don't, but I will. I don't want to, but I will.
Let me interject here. And for people who maybe are just coming into this, they haven't listened to a while or what have you, or maybe some of your audience is listening now, Pastor Butch, just to get a background, you've seen in Kentucky, we kind of talked about this morning, Pastor Butch. I thought it was very interesting. The Democratic governor there won that race.
Yes, he did.
To say that election was suspicious is an understatement.
Absolutely.
300,000 registered voters in Jefferson County, and 300,000 people voted in Jefferson County. That's impossible. Nobody was sick. Nobody was in the hospital. Nobody was on vacation. It's insane. Why was this so important? Why did whoever's doing this, obviously the Democratic Party on a national level, obviously they're communistic and socialistic. I said that flat out. Anybody who wants to dispute, send me email. Go ahead, send me. I don't care. That's what they are. They are pushing full force, and that was very important to them. Why? I kind of wondered aloud why. What this article is saying is that Virginia's right there, Kentucky's right next to it, you're West Virginia, Tennessee, those states. You're talking about the heart of kind of Second Amendment country. I mean, of course, Alabama,
absolutely.
More. You're talking about the heart of Second Amendment part of America.
And we'll say a bunch of rednecks. And in West Virginia, we are blessed. We are we can lawfully carry a pistol, concealed or unconcealed. We don't need a permit. And so, and I know almost everyone I talk to carries, and that's the way I like it. We have one of the lowest crime rates in the nation. But Kentucky is proposing a gun bill just like Virginia. North Carolina, Representative Nevis, is wanting to confiscate guns. Georgia is moving that direction. Isn't it strange that the northern aggression, it wasn't the Civil War, broke out in 1861, is starting in the same areas again?
And there's certainly a reason, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely there's a reason for it. Absolutely.
Let me read a little. We don't got a lot of time, Pastor Butch. Let me read a little bit of, this is Tazewell County. This is some of the transcript from the meeting where they, in addition to passing their Second Amendment sanctuary resolution, the county also passed a militia resolution. Here's some of the transcript. Councilman Lester, what are the reasons behind passing this new resolution? Somebody interviewed the councilman. And what does it mean for the people of Tazewell County? Tom Lester, the purpose of the militia is not just to protect the county from domestic danger, but also protect the county from any sort of tyrannical actions from the federal government. Our Constitution is designed to allow them to use an armed militia as needed. If the federal government takes those arms away, or any government, it prevents the county from fulfilling their constitutional duties. This is such a clear and important distinction. The founding fathers thought the militia, which were the people, they were the defense. And the idea of having guns is so sacred. It is American. I've said it a million times. Guns are as American as mom and apple pie. If you do not believe that, you do not know American history.
And you don't know the Bible, by the way.
Go ahead. Comment on that.
The idea for the militia started in Numbers chapter 1. Read it, folks. It's in your Bible. They were required to arm themselves. The people, the tribes, the states, if you want to call them that, and the nation was required by God. I want to say this. Gun ownership, the duty to bear arms is not a right in the sense that we want to say it. It's a God-given requirement. It's a duty for a Christian. If you're following Christ, and if you don't believe me, read Luke 22:36. If you're following Christ, to arm yourself if you're a disciple of Christ. It is a duty of a Christian to arm themselves, to protect themselves, their family, and their country if necessary. The Second Amendment was not about the rights for people to keep arms to go hunting and enjoy shooting. That's not what
shoot
it's about.
Squirrels.
Yeah, shoot squirrels. That's not what it's about, people. It isn't. And if you are a believer in the Almighty God, Jehovah God, if you read the Bible and Numbers and Nehemiah and Luke and other places, you understand that we are required. God said, I'm not going to give you a right, I'm going to give you a blessing. You follow my duties and arm yourself, and I'll bless you with the ability to take care of yourself. We've forgotten that. People, we've forgotten the idea that as a Christian, if we don't defend our families, we deny the faith, and we're an infidel.
Patrick Henry,
that's in the Bible.
Patrick Henry, he said that the great idea is that everyone would have gun ownership, and that if we ever give up our guns, then we're ruined. The founding fathers understood history perfectly. If you are allowed, or you have the right, which we do from our Creator, to possess a gun, if government honors that right, then the people retain power. Remember Mao Zedong, political power is at the point of a gun. He would know he killed 80 million of his own people at the point of a gun, and they had no gun. Political power comes at the point of a gun. But even more than that, spiritual power is manifest when you own a gun. And people thinking, what are you talking about? The church and spirit and all that? If I am sovereign, if God has endowed me with dominion, these are all ideas and concepts that most of the major founding fathers wrote about. So this is not like me making this up. They all believed that we were sovereign, endowed by our Creator, that his very nature, our ability to defend ourselves, is unarguable. The self
all nature proves that. All nature
that's right.
proves that.
Right.
All nature. You know, I did a teaching years ago entitled "The Dominion Mandate." The Dominion Mandate.
Go ahead. Talk about that. Christians. I like that. Talk about it.
I keep saying this because I don't mean to diminish the fact that people say it's Second Amendment right. I'm not saying that they're right, but it goes beyond that, Daniel. It's a duty. It's our duty to God. God told us to go out and to cover the earth and replenish ourselves and work the earth for His glory and to take care of ourselves and our families. We don't have to ask a king for the right to go out and do these things. We have a duty before God Almighty to go out and do these things, to tend the earth and to take care of it as a gift to us from our Creator, and to multiply upon this earth and to subdue nature to our will. By God's but we have somehow forgotten this. We want to keep I got to move on. I don't have much time. But a right, if we say a right, again, I agree with what you're saying. But a right is an option. You can exercise or not.
Right.
But a duty is not an option. And God gave us a duty. We cannot, if we deny the duty, we deny His authority, and we lose everything. That's why this country is in such a hell of a shape, because we denied our duty before God.
I couldn't have said it better. That was fantastic. This is, you know, we've talked about the most important. This is the most important current story. It appears by SB 64 and SB 67 introduced in Virginia. One is saying that if you use guns to train your child at a gun range, that could be a felony. Your neighbor, a felony. You teach them kung fu, could be a felony. Self-defense, independence, all these things, felony, felony, felony. Then they introduced, because they knew people's reactions, they introduced a bill right after that if government employees do not follow instructions, they're immediately fired. So they won't have the option. Of course, the sheriff, that's a little different. They're elected. That's why sheriffs are so important. Police, different. Again, police come under the authority of the cities. The sheriff is elected by the people. That's why that's so critical that this they can't even, they're going to try, but they're going to say, whatever our orders are, you have to follow. This is, if you think that this is not 1774, 70, 73, 74. If you do not think we are in this atmosphere again, then you do not know history. And this issue and this powder keg, like Pastor Butch referenced, I mean, this area one time already sparked a whole civil war in America. Will it do it again? I do not know. Here's what I know. God, nature, just very nature, logic, reason, says that in my frame, in the very breath of life, I have certain unalienable rights. Among these rights, that in duties, like Pastor Butch says, that's even further this when you talk about self-defense. I have a duty to defend myself. I have a right to be sovereign. Government does not grant that to me. Governor Northrop, who wants to keep babies comfy while they kill them there in Virginia, does not give anybody the right to do anything. Government does right. not give people anything.
Government Nothing. Is a leech. Government is a leech on a healthy leech. Body. That's all they are. They are a leech. They produce nothing but tyranny. They do nothing but control the people and tax the people. It is our duty before God Almighty to stand up and say enough is enough. But, brother, you know, I got to say this, and over in our time, I was praying about this the other day because this is a serious situation. I've always owned guns. I grew up with guns. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I'm not ashamed to admit I carry a gun. And everybody knows me though I carry a gun. But the Lord said, He chastened me when I said, Father, this Second Amendment is, you know, under attack. What should we do? And he definitely said we need to defend it. But he said something else to me. He said, son, when they started killing my most innocent creation, unborn babies, y'all didn't exercise that duty then. So you're going to go to war over a piece of metal and a piece of wood to defend the duty, the right to bear arms? Yeah, and we have to do that. That's not a question. But the point of it is, why didn't we do this back when they started killing children? That's a serious question. And he didn't promise me that he was going to save his country. Matter of fact, 2 Kings 24:4 says, he'll not pardon the sin of innocent blood. Now, he said that. I didn't write the book. I'm just a delivery boy here. So he may honor us this move, and he may not. But it's still my duty to say no to this.
I've thought about this. You know, we've had other people on to talk about the spiritual linchpin that Lucifer puts in our country is abortion and pedophilia. That's like you know, a country can deal with a lot of things. God will put up with a lot of things, but when you start abortions, when you start Lord pedophilia, I mean, you are really getting some evil hooks in you.
Yes, you are.
I've thought about this long and hard. The only chance we have. We have to, everybody says we got to return to God. What does that even mean? You know, it's like meaningless. Well, when we're doing abortions, I hear these preachers say that, and we got abortions left and right, and they don't even say anything about abortions. It's like their words become hollow to me. Our chance here, we're talking about this Second Amendment, talking about what's right in front of us right now. One, I think abortions, America's about to flip, could flip on abortions if we push right now. I think we really could flip and they're like, well, we don't want any of this. But this situation with the guns in Virginia specifically, this is not about guns. This is not about shooting squirrels. Are you endowed by your creator or are you not? What will you characterize yourself to be? Are you sovereign without subjects? That's not my words. That's the first Supreme Court justice in America. That's what he called Americans. The power, the political power, has devolved down to us, down to you. Are you a sovereign without subject, or are you basically a talking cow to be herded and penned up with the rest of the talking cows? That's really what we're talking about. Go ahead. A couple minutes.
Nehemiah chapter 9, folks, read the last few verses of Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah is lamenting the fact that the nation was falling apart. And then he said, but God, it's not your fault. We forgot you. We disobeyed you. He said, because we disobeyed you. Now, this is in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. The king now owns our bodies. And he said they have dominion over our cattle, over our bodies. We lose this ability to be free because we will not govern ourselves with enough discipline to make ourselves do what's right and stand for what was given to us by our Creator. If you do not protect it, you're going to lose it, people. And immoral people cannot be a free people. Understand?
Well,
that?
The most immoral. See, people talk about morality, talk about, you know, sexual things. Whatever. The biggest immorality there is, the biggest, is to deny the endowment of Creator to another person. You're talking about abortions. You're denying the life that's in there.
Of course.
Talking about, this is the biggest immorality there is. And what this governor's doing, this is not a difference of political opinion. This Luciferian demon troll in Virginia is offending God Almighty. And that, this is the fervor and the energy and the understanding and the philosophy that our founding fathers conquered this continent and dispelled the British. And you better get everything screwed on tight and get your mind right about this. Because if you think they're not coming, you're not awake. Final thoughts, you know, Pastor.
If you don't mind, folks, I've written a few books. The last two I've written are entitled Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Now, I'm going to try to sell some books. I really am. Not because they're worth a fortune, but because they're biblical and they're solid. For example, in the first edition,
and it's good quality material. People should have this is what they should be putting in their minds instead of Grey's Anatomy or something.
I totally agree because it's biblical. It's history. It's constitutional. But the first book has some chapters entitled "To Sin Beyond Redemption," America, a Victim of War, American Idols, Patriotic Idolatry. Politics and religion. Those are just some of the titles in the first book. The second book has The Christian Self-Defense in War, The Duty to Bear Arms, Give Me Liberty and My Entitlements. Now, you'll get to read that to understand it. And Who Will You Deny? Those are some of the chapters in those two books. And folks, if the people order them, if they order them, and they mention Daniel, if you'll call 800-777-4403, say, send me Pastor Butch's books, just tell Lisa what you want. $20 for both of them. That includes shipping. That really, believe me, that's a bargain. It really is.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor. And say the number one more time.
Okay, 800-777-4403. Just tell Lisa that you want the books. You can use your credit card, debit card, $20, or get the address and write to us if you want to order them by mail.
And you're,
both books.
And if you want to go to the website, it's PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. We got about 45 seconds. Kev, you've been sitting here listening. Has anything come to your mind about this issue in Virginia?
We better wake up really quick.
And do what?
Stand when they come. Stand like the militia back in 1775.
We got about 30 seconds, Pastor. This kind of relates to the vaccine issue. They're pushing on these vaccines. It's kind of the same issue. They own us.
It's ownership. Yeah. Nehemiah chapter 9, ownership. I'm a wuss. I'm 71 years old. I'm not kidding anymore. I'm getting told to do a lot physically, but I'm still able to pull a trigger if I have to. But I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm begging them, please leave me alone.
Triggers are not heavy. I mean, just about everybody can pull a trigger. They're not heavy.
That's absolutely right.
They're not going to leave you alone, Pastor.
I appreciate it. God bless you.
We declare safety on you, sir. God bless you, and thanks for coming on. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Redfern on the other side, and Cherry Tenpenny. We'll go over some of these other news stories. Wow, you're listening to the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour, we have one of the good guys, Robert Redfirm, is going to join us. The Power Mall, that's where all the great products, that's some of the things that he's going to talk about. Vitamin D specifically. Today, if you, there's a chance, if you need something before Christmas, if you order today, there's a chance, but you got to order like, you know, right now or right when the show's over, and we can probably get something out today, and possibly it'll get there before Christmas. I can't guarantee it, but I think there's a good chance we get your order in if you're looking for something before Christmas. If not, you know, if it doesn't matter, then when you get it, then, you know, just go ahead and order and we'll send it. If you really want it before Christmas, just let us know so that we can prioritize that and, you know, get that out as soon as we can.
It makes a perfect Christmas present for somebody.
Absolutely. All these great products are fantastic. The gift of health, the gift of independence, the gift of what have you. Anyway, we got the codes, discount, the Super Krill Oil, the Chaga Max, the Latera Flora, all these products, and specifically Good Health Naturally, vitamin D3. We're going to talk about that, curcumin, what have you. Robert Redfern, one of the good guys, fantastic medical mind. We'd love to have him on. Thank you for joining us, Robert Redfern.
Fine, and I love coming on your program, of course. But, of course, I always have to correct you when you say something wrong. You know, I'm nothing to do with medical. I'm to do with health. Healthcare is not medical care. Medical care is not healthcare. Ooh. So,
that's a great point.
Are we okay? Sorry about that. Anyway,
no, yeah, I believe me, I make mistakes all the time. Get my wife on here. She'll join in with you. Well, she'll tell you all the ways I mess up. I'm glad you made a distinction, because I always kind of laugh when people say healthcare. Americans need healthcare. Oh yeah, I think we do need health. But what we're seeing from the medical community, I wouldn't say is healthcare. I think, you know, it's something else. It's big pharma care.
Well, I call them a cartel, actually, the pharma medical cartel, and because I liken them to the drug cartels, and that's what they are.
Well, I make a joke. One of my brother-in-laws is a pharmacist. And I always say, here's my brother, the drug dealer. You know, this is my legal drug dealer brother.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about vitamin D. Why is vitamin D so important? How is yours different? The whole thing.
Well, I'm going to talk about that, but I want to even go off message now, actually, and,
sure.
and tell little story, something that all your listeners will appreciate. There is nothing as powerful as something that costs about 5 cents a day for their good health, and that's sodium bicarbonate or baking soda. And this is just an amazing thing. But I was doing some research the other day for something else, and I found three hospitals in the UK, the Manchester Royal Hospital, the Royal Preston Hospital in Lancashire, and the Royal London Hospital, and all of them use sodium bicarbonate to save people's lives when they come in with all sorts of conditions, from drug overdoses to kidney disease to infections in the body. They just give them intravenously sodium bicarbonate and recover them. And that's the only three hospitals that I could find that are using them in daily use. Don't ask me why. I have no idea why they do, because, I mean, I know it works, but why is every hospital not doing it? Because most of them are all corrupted.
Dr. Serkis, I know he did a lot. He had to leave America. He went to somewhere in South America or somewhere Central America. And we've had him on the show, and literally as he's talking, the broadcast like cuts out. We can't even talk. And he has extensive research on baking soda that you just, how do you think they should take it? Because he said just take like a quarter teaspoon right through the mouth.
Yeah. Well, I say take six 16 ounce glasses over the day with a third of a teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate in each glass. And so that's 30 minutes before a meal. 30 minutes after a meal, three times a day, is six glasses. And from cancer to lung disease to kidney disease, you'll just be amazed, guys, at how it's going to do you good. And especially over the holiday season, because the junk that you're putting in your body, and you might call it holiday food, you might call it festive food, but it's junk to people like me. And you will just literally come through. Everybody knows this, that in the month of January, more people die in that month than any other month in the year. And that's because they've just come through the festive season, putting all that stuff in the mouth, and it tips them over the edge. More people die in the month of January than any other single month in the year. Crazy.
I thought it was because their drunken pharmacist brother-in-law kicked over the Christmas tree and got them so mad they had a heart attack.
Burnt the house down.
Burnt the house down like Chevy Chase in that movie.
Anyway, onto the series. Well, not serious. It's no less serious, actually.
Well, no. Let's put a hold on, Doctor or Robert. Yeah. Let's put a bow on the baking soda. This also relates to a lot of people take like Tums or antacids or things like that. All that does is stop your body from absorbing nutrients. But you can use baking soda as an alternative to that also, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I say. If you take it 30 minutes before a meal, 30 minutes after a meal, you will not have any digestive problems whatsoever. Even though, you know, you deserve it for eating that junk food, you still won't have
Uncle Kevin's here. He wants to ask you a question, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, is that baking soda good for like strep throat or infections like that?
Yes, why not? Because your body produces baking soda, sodium bicarbonate with its proper name, baking soda, naturally all the way around the body. When your body is getting infection, it acidifies the body. And so by having a higher level of sodium bicarbonate baking soda in your body, then it's going to neutralize the acidification of the body. You can just eat tons and tons of green vegetables and get the same amount of sodium bicarbonate in your body, but we don't. And therefore, it's just a neat way to get through the holiday season.
Can you take too much of it?
Of course, you can take too much of anything, can't you? Really, if you drink gallons of water, you die in about 24 hours. You know? So, you take the right. amounts and everything.
So what's a good ratio? You said basically a third of a teaspoon in water 5 or 6 times a day. Before
six
and after meals.
16-ounce glass. 30 minutes before a meal, 30 minutes after a meal.
This is, do you talk to any colleagues or other medical people around there? You know, have you showed them these hospitals that are using this? And what is their, if you have, what is their response?
I don't talk to medical people generally. Sorry about that. I don't even know the name of a doctor within 20 miles of my house. So, there you go.
Well, there you go. Okay, I see we asked the wrong person about that. Okay, moving on. Let's get to vitamin D in the winter. I think you kind of hit on it. People talk about flu season is the winter. Well, everybody stays inside and eats tons of sugars and fruitcakes and what have you with all the holiday season, and they get stressed but with dealing with their family. Of course, it's the flu season. Vitamin D maybe plays a role in that because we're not outside getting sun. Let's talk about vitamin D. Why so crucial?
Okay. Again, I have to disagree. Vitamin D is essential in the summertime as well. And the reason it's vital for those people who don't sunbathe, if you don't sunbathe in a bathing costume every day, then you are not getting vitamin D3. It's as simple as that. So you really should be taking all the year round, but more in the winter because you won't even be getting any sun on any part of the skin in the winter. And because it's so many different, I won't list all the reasons, but there's just so many things. But the immune system is the main reason why people think about it. But there's lots of reasons, people
okay.
that have got.
Why don't we go? Yeah. Let's go there, Robert. What? Okay, vitamin D. What does it do to your body? Go ahead. What are some of the major things? Go ahead, list them.
The major thing is the immune system. It's as simple as that. You know, if you're taking vitamin D3, you're less likely to have cancer. If you're taking vitamin D, you're less likely to have flu. I mean, why do people have a vaccination? Because it just strengthens the immune system. The immune system just functions better. And if the immune system is strong, you really won't have any condition whatsoever. Now, vitamin D is a deficiency is implicated in multiple sclerosis. And people will say, well, you don't want to build your immune system up if you've got multiple sclerosis because that's causing the problem. No, it's not. You know, that's crazy. You know, you can't have too much of a good thing when it comes to a strong immune system. What's happening with multiple sclerosis is that you have an infection there. Your immune system is too weak, actually, and it's allowing the infection. And so you have a little battle going on with the infection and your immune system, which damages the myelin sheath around the nervous system. That then causes scar tissue on the myelin sheath, and this is caused by a vitamin D deficiency, leaving your immune system weak. And funnily enough, incidentally, that's why serpeptase is good for multiple sclerosis, because it clears the scar tissue on the myelin sheath, allowing the nerves to track again. But let's not detract from that. So the main thing that anybody listening to the program is, it keeps your immune system strong, and your immune system being strong is essential for cancer, for lung disease, for flu, in fact, any condition where you're going to suffer with a weak immune system.
What do you make, and this is a little off topic, but not really, health independence, health choice. In America, I don't know what it's like in Britain, but in America, there's been a massive campaign push, whatever you want to call it, at all levels, media, local, government. And now we're seeing states like California, New Jersey now. We're going to talk about that with the next guest. They are pushing these vaccines like they are the most important thing ever invented. And they're trying to force them. How does that relate to overall health choice and vitamin D and vaccines? What is so good about these vaccines that they need to feel like they need to force them on us?
They generally don't don't work, actually. But, you know, that's it's a whole two-hour program to discuss those.
Right. We don't need to go into that. It's the forcing. I want to talk about the forcing. Whether they're good or not, to me, doesn't matter if you're talking about the forcing.
You're talking to a very independent person here, so I'm sure a lot of your listeners are independent, otherwise they wouldn't be listening to your show. But, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do, and I don't want them to tell my family what to do, and I don't want them to force anything on me. But, you know, we have half of the population in the UK, and the same as the USA, because I follow the USA a lot, half of the population are going crazy. And half, the other half are being pushed along by the other half that's crazy. And we have a problem, and I don't know how they're going to solve it.
What's the atmosphere about vaccines in Britain? Do they force the same way schools and whatever, like they're discussing here in America?
Exactly the same. And it's Australia, which I know very well because I've got grandchildren there. The whole thing is going crazy. Today in the newspapers, in the Daily Mail, which is well known around the world, the Minister for Health is demanding that all nurses are vaccinated against the flu. They say they're the people spreading the flu around the hospital.
Oh my gosh!
Crazy.
You got to be kidding me.
Wait a minute. But why are the nurses not having the vaccine? It's because they know it doesn't really work. If anything, it actually gives you the vaccine. Discussing this today with other people and said, "Well, I know somebody that's had it every year and they've never had the flu." And I say, "Well, how do you know they would have had the flu if they hadn't had the vaccination?" They don't know because there are no studies. There are only fake studies. That's all we get, fake studies.
Can you tell me a little bit, explain this to me. I don't know if this is the same when you were growing up. My mother, my uncle's sitting right here. My grandmother, his mother, and my mother, if that makes sense, their brother and sister. When the neighbor kid got measles, my grandmother toted the two of them down to the neighbor kid and they all had a measles party. Measles was not that scary of a situation here.
You know, I'm 73, as you know, and when I was young, people used to have measles parties so that the children would get it when they were young, and all they did that because they knew they would build up their immune system, so it wouldn't be later on in life when it was a problem. It really wasn't a problem. Now, if you were malnourished and you got the measles, then it was a problem. But what we need to do is resolve all the malnourishment that's taking place, especially minerals in the diet, because the minerals are disappearing from the soil with over-farming, and the farmers can't help it because you can never put those back. So you have to specifically put them in your mouth and take the minerals into your mouth nowadays. But if a child was malnourished, and, you know, even today you think people are not malnourished, well, they are. And then there was a problem with it, but it wasn't the measles that's the problem. It's this malnourished child that's the problem. So you don't vaccinate, you know, healthy children with drugs and chemicals just to protect the malnourished children. You make it that all children are nourished. You make it mandatory, if you like, that they have proper nourishment. Then we'll have less problems in the world anyway, because one of the problems when people go crazy is because they're malnourished. And I think personally that's why, you know, do you know what the snowflake generation are? Is that what you use?
yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, well, the snowflake generation are malnourished. As far as I'm concerned, that is the answer why they're going crazy. They're just no longer able to function properly mentally.
How much vitamin D3 should somebody take a day for a maintenance level? And then if maybe they are getting sick or what have you, or getting stressed in their life. So maintenance level and then on a higher stress time.
I have 6 points here. Can I go through the 6 points on about?
Yes.
Just so we make it nice and clear for the listeners. Okay.
Of course.
If you can sunbathe and get enough, if you live in the Arizona desert or somewhere, and you get your clothes off into your can get enough that way. That's true. If your skin is dark, if you're African or a darker skin, then you have to stay in the sun longer than twice as long, in fact, as a Caucasian. And that's a fact of life.
It's interesting.
because you don't absorb the sun and you don't get D3. So the time of day is critical as well. You should be 30 to 60 minutes in the middle of the day, not, you know, like you see people in Spain when I live there. People would go out at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock onto the beach as though, well, I'm going to get my sunshine now. No, it has to be midday sun, because the midday sun is special. It's that's the important thing. And, of course, the time of the year is important, because in the winter you're really just not going to get anything anyway. Because even if you sunbathe, unless you live near the equator, you're not going to get that overhead sun in the midday anyway. So, you know, you need to take it. And so I take personally, and I recommend everybody take, between 5 and 10,000 IUs a day. And even when I lived for 12 years in Spain, I was taking 5 to 10,000 IUs a day and sunbathing as well. And because I read, the side effects of taking high doses, I can't believe that, A, the people would tell these lies, but that anybody would believe it, because when you sunbathe in the midday sun, you get 30,000 IUs of vitamin D3 or vitamin D3 in your body. So how can possibly, you know, 5 to 10,000 IUs of supplementation cause you a problem?
Robert, let me interject right there. Could that have anything to do with the quality of the vitamin D3? Because I know a lot of studies, they have inferior types of vitamin D3, and then they do a study and say, nothing happened or whatever. Could it be that... go ahead.
Yeah, they take vitamin D, not vitamin D3. That's because the vitamin D3 is the closest to the salt that you get when you sunbathe in the sun.
So there's a big difference in the sources. That's why we have you on.
Absolutely.
That's why we carry your products. The quality and the type of vitamin D3 is important.
For sure. There's always a quality thing about supplements, because it's so easy for people to make it from some cheap, nasty synthetic. And then, you know, to me, it really gives things a bad name. You know, I have this problem with many things, and especially products coming from China and stuff like that.
What about tanning booths?
They're fine. They're good for you. you know, to me, obviously, you've got to have, again, there are high-quality tanning booths and poor-quality tanning booths, so you've got to know the difference. Not that I can give it over the air now, but, you know, you can research the difference between a good tanning booth and a poor tanning booth.
Well, my concern would be the radiation coming off them. It's almost like a computer screen. I mean, the UV light that comes into you is one thing.
No, we've never mentioned this, but I'm into protection from such things, and I have a range of protection devices. I'm sure. Do you carry protection devices from EMFs and microwave frequencies?
No, but I would like to. If you have some problem, I mean, let's talk offline. Let's get them here. We'd love that. I think our audience would really like that.
No. I have a range of them for protecting both the individual and the house and your car and everything, but that's another day.
Okay.
So we'll just stick with the...
we got about 2 or 3 minutes.
Also important.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me get these over, because it's important anyway, if I can. D3 is also important for fertility, both in the male and female. And you know, there's a massive infertility problem taking place. The sperm count of men especially is dropping like a stone. But women also have an infertility problem. I know we can deal with some of it with the... with serapeptase, with blocked fallopian tubes and whatever, but just the general quality of the egg and also the sperm. But so vitamin D3 is critical for fertility all the way through the pregnancy and afterwards, and giving it to the child after age one, because these are critical things that you will not get from doctors or midwives, because they are just so, you know, brainwashed by the pharma medical cabal. So
let me, we carry a few products. Let me just list the products And you can comment. Of course, curcumin, I think, is our best-selling product of yours, which is just amazing. Yeah. The serapeptase, the serenzymes, the vitamin D, of course, the lithium balance, which really helps with mood. It's also anti-aging. The alpha-lipoic acid R, which you have to have for detox, and your body just needs a certain type. You can't just have alpha-lipoic acid. You got to have the R value, like Dr. Sherry Rogers says. The Health Point Kit. That you can do the acupuncture, except with no needles, with just this machine. It's very cool, and a lot of people like those. We do have those available again. We have basically a minute or so. Any comment on any of those products or for our listeners?
Let me just give the last couple of things. It's also important for protects against macular degeneration, vitamin D3.
Wow.
To make sure that you've got high
levels. I didn't know that.
That's from a study in France. Alzheimer's and dementia, again, you see, because these are infections. Alzheimer's is an infection with fungus going into the brain, the dementia. That's, this was found in a study in Spain.
Are you still doing your study? Are you still doing your study with the...
We just did that study, and that was it. It was a three-month study to see whether we could actually clear it in 3 months, and we did.
If we have a listener or somebody that may be desperate or something, can I send them your way and maybe you work with them?
If they cannot afford the plan, then we do it for free because we're a not-for-profit. But if they can afford it, then yes, absolutely, on the plan.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's great to talk to you as always. There's the music. Robert Redfern, great products over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Merry Christmas, Robert.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.